And let's talk about why this niche had to be filled. I mean, there was a time when I guess other news organizations had religion reporters. Is that true?
Absolutely. There were mainly, newspapers carried reporters that just, just reported on religion news. And then as newspapers, as well as, many businesses in the media business, suffered economically, many of these beats, as well as reporters, lost their jobs, across the country. And so this organization, Religion Newswriters Association, decided they needed to take a more proactive role in bringing religion news back to communities.
Let's talk about the kinds of stories that you do. For example, what you're working on right now, what's coming up in the way of things that you're going to be having, not only on the air, but also in print and on the website?
Okay. Recently we went through the big issue about Amendment 1 and all the different religious discussions and civil rights discussions that went into that. That was a big coverage issue. I cover, hyper local things, such as, right now I'm working on a big anniversary piece for B'nai Israel Synagogue. Their Rabbi Bob Waxman's having his big 30th anniversary. And then we work on larger trend pieces, such as, what I'm working for, working on this week for WHQR about the growth of the Secular Student Alliance at UNCW.
Which is very interesting in and of itself. We've actually had some feedback from listeners asking why would we be covering religion or having someone who contributes to our newscasts covering religion. And here you are working on a piece talking about a group of students who are interested in secular issues. And talk a little bit about, if you would, the importance of religion in our society from your vantage point.
Absolutely.
We seem to be an unusually religious country in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, in this particular country, especially in a political season, it seems, we talk about our faith a lot more publicly. And, you hear President Obama talking about his faith. You hear Mitt Romney talking about his faith. And it's become, an interworked part of our lives. People vote based on their faith. They make daily choices based on their faith. People eat ethically based on some, faith, leadings in their life. And so, it's very much a part of our American life, this, faith, whether it's Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, Baha'i, or no faith at all, we make, actions based on that. And so not reporting on that, we're missing a whole slice of our culture. And so that's, what I'm here to do. And as a nonprofit, we partner with WHQR, and we give this news to WHQR because we feel that it's very important to get out there. It's not about competition, from a media standpoint for us. We also partner with the Star News, and they take our stories each week, and I come in and record a news spot for WHQR, and it's really all about this grand experiment of this news needs to be here, and it needs to be funded by the public and private institutions like the Lilly Endowment. And so that's what the purpose of my project is.
How did you get interested in doing this particular project?
Necessity? I was the education reporter at the Star News, as well as the religion reporter at the Star News for many years before that. And I was approached by the folks at Religion Newswriters who knew that I had a passion for faith news as well. And they just asked me, hey, would you be interested in, just taking a leap of faith with us and starting this hyperlocal project? And I said, yes, I would. So it was really just a moment of serendipity for me and a way to get back to the faith news and reporting that is my specialty and that sort of thing.
We're talking with Amanda Green of Wilmington Faith and Values, who is a regular contributor to WHQR News as well as other media outlets in our community. How far afield do you go, Amanda, in terms of the area that your particular hub covers for religion news, for faith and values?
Well, I try to cover the immediate Cape Fear region, Brunswick, Pender, New Hanover County stories. I've gone as far as Lumberton for stories. I read about a guy who spent 12 months, an entire year, spending every single month in it, you know, living and, you know, breathing in different religions and, you know, the projects that he did through that. And so, I mean, I've branched out a little bit, but we try and keep it fairly, you know, as local as possible to Wilmington and then branching off to Brunswick and Pender. When I need to.
What are some of the other ways that you make it hyper-local? Is there anyone else involved in making, for example, Wilmington Faith and Values, the website? I mean, you've got to fill that with content somehow. How do you do that?
Absolutely. I could not do what I do without my writers. The whole concept of Wilmington Faith and Values being a hyperlocal concept was to bring in community voices, people who were steeped in their faiths, you know, that, you know, armchair theologians, if you want, but many of my community writers, you know, are experts in what they believe and what they, you know, what they know about the Bible or, you know, what they know about their faith tradition. And so we have experts right now on the site. I've got 26 writers right now. Our goal is to have 50 community writers eventually. And basically they write as, you know, the Spirit takes them, you know, as they, you know, or sometimes they cover events for me as well. So that's a way of bringing a diversity of voices to our website and, you know, and covering events that, you know, I'm one person and I'm editing all of these things as well as taking photos and editing videos. It's so it's impossible for me to cover everything. So
right.
Having these community voices really makes it truly hyper-local project. And so we've got voices in the Hindu community, voices in the you know, every aspect of the evangelical Christian community. We have voices in the humanist and atheist communities. We have you know, voices all across the spectrum. So, but we are always looking for more community voices. If you, you know, want to write about Islam or want to write about Mormonism or want to write about, you know, Southern Baptists, we're always very open to community voices.
Let's talk for a moment about your short-term and long-term goals. Have you sliced it that thinly in terms of what exactly you want to accomplish in this first year of the project and then what happens beyond that?
Well, the short-term goals are to, you know, get my writer staff up to at least 50, and so I'm halfway there, and I'm still working on it. And you know, the long-term goals, you know, within this first year is, you know, because we're a nonprofit, we do at least one fundraiser a year, and I'm planning a fundraiser. It'll be a religious religious art walking tour of downtown places of worship. And that's planned for the fall. And tune in and you'll hear more about that soon. But those are the short and long-term goals for this particular year. But it's the overall goal of the project is Lilly Endowment, you know, will fund us for the first 3 years. And then it needs to be self-sustaining after that through fundraising, through grants, and through, you know, donations from the community. So from the website, that's the easiest way to donate if you love what we do.
Yeah. And if someone is, how do you choose your writers, by the way? I mean, do they audition for you? Do they send in clippings? I mean, how do you find them and how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way, if you're really interested in a certain area, in writing about a certain area of religion, you can email me an email with your interest, send me some, you know, clips of your writing, and you can send it to Amanda.Greene, and that's G-R-E-E-N-E, at religionnews.com. Our website is WilmingtonFaves.com, so Wilmington, F-A-V-S.com, and that stands for Faith and Values, of course. And I would love to look at your work if you're a person who's interested in writing about a faith system or you know, the intersection of faith systems, you know, such as, you know, pop culture and religion or science and religion. If you're interested in that intersection of life, I'm very interested to hear from you.
Amanda Greene, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Bob.
Wish we had more time. We could go on for quite a while, I expect.
Absolutely.
It is 16 minutes past 12 o'clock, and you're listening to 91.3 WHQR.